break in. The Dog.
Oh, that was really good. I can't tell you guys how incredible it is for me. I mean, I've totally just, you know, kind of bowed before my stereo, you know, with these guys, and just like modeled myself after them, and then to get to sit up here and play these songs that I listened to for so long, and just. I don't know, it's really, really cool.
It's just extremely... It's just extremely impolite of you to kick our butts that hard, Chris. That's the only thing.
No. No.
I know both you boys are going to open a big can of ass whip in just a second. I know. I've been to this army before.
We use the spray version.
Spray on kick ass.
Well, you pick one.
All right. Hey, Chris.
At 2 o'clock, you're listening to KOTO Telluride.
Where all the fans are on the rooftops.
I'm loving it, man.
Hey.
Save some bratwurst for us.
How about a Budweiser? Okay. Sorry, Chris. Go ahead. Excuse me, Chris. I won't interrupt again.
Oh, no. Anytime Harry Carey wants to interrupt me, it's a fine thing with me.
Go for it.
Well, I want to do something slow that I wrote, I guess. I'm trying to make this up as I go along because I'm still not quite sure what I want to play. But I think I know now.
How about the fiddle?
Not the fiddle.
Okay, never mind.
That instrument of heartbreak shall never come into my hands. No, it's a wonderful instrument. But I don't want to play it.
Some of our best friends are fiddlers.
Yes, I want Stuart to play it, and I want Mark to play it, and Sam to play it, not me. You don't want to hear me play it.
No, that's no. I play fiddle for fun.
All right, well, would you play one on the mandolin then?
All right. This is a song that I wrote. It's kind of an instrumental... dedication, kind of. What am I trying to say? Who knows? It's one of those songs that I wrote for somebody that I don't know and will never have a chance to know. And so it's kind of a sad song in a way, but it's fun in that way too. So it's called you guys all know what I'm talking about, I'm sure. So anyway, exactly.
Do we ever?
Yeah, well, if you're Star Wars fans, you'll know. So, not Princess Leia. The other one. Chewbacca. No, not Chewbacca. Although Chewbacca should have a song written for him. I believe he already has one. So anyway, this is a song called A Song for a Young Queen.